Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back on Afternoon Drive, Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin. We got Connor Rogers, quarterback guru, coming up at 4:20, to all those who celebrate. Connor's coming up. We'll talk about Fernando Mendoza. We'll talk about Dante Moore. Well, I'm going to get, is Jaden Maiava sneaking up draft boards? Because he's on my quarterback Deadpool, and I could really use a win right now. All that kind of stuff with Connor Rogers at 4:20. We do have Jets-Browns coming up on Sunday. But earlier this week, you made a comment that I think has people buzzing around the station, buzzing around town.
Okay.
Because not only did I hear Joe Batonio, I believe it was yesterday, make sure to let everybody know Kevin Stefanski has no ego, and that's why Stefanski's willing to give up play calling.
Oh.
I thought that was very interesting.
That is interesting.
Ken, earlier this week, took umbrage with you saying that Kevin is egotistical.
Was he egotistical when he was forced to make Shedeur Sanders the backup? When he allowed that to happen? Was he, I want to know, was he egotistical when he made Ken Dorsey the play caller? Was that egotistical? It was the same results. It was still not good. You can have a lot of problems with Kevin Stefanski. Hell, if there's anything, I don't think he's egotistical enough. Did Kevin really want Baker to go out there and play with a hurt arm? Did he want that to happen? He allowed it. Did he want to keep Jadeveon Clowney after Jadeveon Clowney made an ass out of himself in a post game? Did he want to do that? I don't think he did. I don't see ego when it comes to Kevin. I don't understand this. Egotistical, it's just not one of the words that come to my mind when I think of Kevin. Sometimes I think maybe a little bit too meek. So wait, he's got a big ego because he just lets people walk over him?
Yeah, that's not a great defense. I do want to get to the idea.
It doesn't help out his cause at all, I'll tell you that.
So before we get to the last part of that, the last like 5 seconds, your response to the general.
Well, we should let them actually like the real discussion kind of marinate the way that it should have, right? Mm-hmm. Like
play the proper audio.
Yeah, but I hate doing this because we always do this with them. It's always like, why did you take the first part when the second part was the actual part that had substance to it and actually was going down the conversation that we were actually trying to have?
I think that's actually more of a problem than an us problem.
Instead of, you know, just kind of, I don't know, just taking the first. I can see how it went down. Ken's like, hey, grab the part where Jonathan said something about Stefanski being egotistical. And then Mitch just grabbed the first time I said egotistical instead of having the whole conversation around. But that's neither here nor there. The point
Mitch,
when it comes to Stefanski, yes, the point I've been making for a while is that he gives off this impression that he is meek as you describe. He gives off this impression as if he's almost like a sacrificial lamb of sorts. He's just so innocent and he's so this. And I'm telling you, the man's got a bigger ego than a lot of people believe that he does. But I believe it in the context of when it comes to play calling. It's always been about the idea that he thinks he's Kyle Shanahan at this. When it comes to play calling and it comes to being able to figure out schemes and offensive maneuvering, that's where I think that Stefanski has a massive ego that nobody is really, or at least just myself, has been able to tap into and really been able to figure out and identify. Because if you look at his moves, he does everything as if he is Shanahan. The idea that you could win with lesser quarterbacks, all of these type of things. And so, yeah, there's ego there. But by the way, I never said ego was a bad thing.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting point. I mean, I remember Lima in the segment saying, but pretty much every NFL head coach has an ego.
I don't know how you couldn't. I don't know how you could make it to that level and be as successful as any of those head coaches are and not have an ego. Yeah, by position of the job, you are one of 32 in a spot that thousands upon thousands would love to have.
Literally every human being has some semblance of an ego. So I guess not to being hyper literal about this. There are times where I've wondered if Kevin is a touch arrogant. I think he might be more stubborn than arrogant, because once he's set on a course of action, unless it's running the ball, he doesn't come off it. But I think what's interesting is, like, to me, the most damning thing about Kevin Stefanski is what Ken said at the end, which is what people's greatest defense is. Like, he didn't really want Deshaun, but he went along with it. He would have loved to coach Baker again, but he went along with it. And he went along with this plan and that plan. It's, to me, it's the same thing as, well, we don't know what Paul DePodesta did here, or we just say things like processes and verticals, and he was really streamlining things, which means you don't know what he did. And that's the great ground fire for, can we fire a guy if we don't know what he did? Yes, he's the chief strategy officer, and they went 56-99-1. The strategy sucked. And when it comes to Kevin, I don't care if he went along with it or if he was the guy driving the cart. It happened, and he's the head coach. So if the thing is he needs more of an ego or more of a spine, it is not a defense of Kevin, no matter what the national media says. And in this way, I'm pointing that more at the national media than Ken.
Yeah, I don't know. To me, it's pretty simple. I feel like he thinks he's great at this. And if anything, it almost stamps down the idea that I don't think this was Stefanski saying, I'm going to give Tommy Rees the play calling. I think this was somebody else telling him, you're going to give Tommy Rees the play calling. Because I believe there's no way Stefanski goes to bed at night thinking somebody that's never called plays at the NFL level can do this at a higher and better rate than he does. We just don't have enough history to suggest that he'd ever think that.
I didn't think
it was with Ken Dorsey either last year.
I just think it's funny that the organization that said this is not a big deal has made it a big deal the last 2 years by sidelining Kevin Stefanski. Mm-hmm. Now again, what's interesting is I think our read on it was Kevin very intelligently was like, this offense is going nowhere. Ken Dorsey's going to be fired at the end of this season regardless. Let's let him audition for the rest of the NFL and I'll distance myself from the offense, right? And it worked. He kept his job. And then this year, maybe falls more in line with, hey, Kevin, Tommy's calling the plays now. It could be flipped in reverse. Maybe last year was them forcing Kevin to distance himself, and which allowed, of course, Kevin to keep his job. Maybe they were doing it for Kevin. And then this year, it's Kevin. Whatever it is, though, guys, I don't believe both times Kevin, and it's just because he's a dear-hearted fellow, just decided, I think I'm going to do what's right for somebody else.
Yeah, I also think there's just so many more parts and more layers to Stefanski than I think people want to admit. I think people see that dear-hearted fellow, and I think that's the only thing they can think about Stefanski, when Stefanski just has a lot more to him. And by the way, I like the idea that he thinks that he's Shanahan, that he thinks that he's LaFleur, that he thinks that he's McVay, that he thinks that he's Kevin O'Connell. I wouldn't want him to have it any other way, Nick.
Yeah, I would just like to be successful.
I'd like to have him be successful while doing it, too. But the idea that he's going to be a little delusional about where he stands within the ranks of everyone, I don't think that's a bad thing. So, I don't know, the push-off on that. If, in fact, Ken is right about this, and I'm just flat-out wrong, and he is just the most meek head coach to ever exist, and he's just very calm, and he, in fact, has zero ego, and he really doesn't believe in his play-calling abilities at all, then congratulations. I guess you'll win, Ken. But you don't win anything as far as a head coach is concerned.
Yeah.
That's not somebody I would never hire a guy like that.
Yeah, I would rather a guy be arrogant or egotistical than meek.
I'd never hire a guy that's like, oh yeah, sure, of course somebody that's only called, you know, plays at the college level can do this better than I can when I've been doing it for years on end and it's my calling card.
But I think that's what's the interesting crux about moving forward. I've seen and I've heard, you know, other Browns fans speculate, well, they moved DePodesta out of the way because Jimmy's going to go big game hunting, big name hunting, and he wants to get a proven NFL head coach here, which, by the way, had one in the building last year. I digress. However, who's probably better than anything you're going to get this offseason. I digress. But you come down to it, it's like, okay, but are you going to look for another pushover head coach? Because if you're going for a big name, you didn't like Dan Campbell because he had a big personality and he wanted to run the ball. You didn't like Greg Williams because he told you what he thought the truth was and he had a massive ego. You didn't like that, and that's why he didn't get the job and he gave it to Freddie freaking Kitchens, the dumbest decision ever. Like, you've gone from, I need a meek, even malleable. Freddie Kitchens was very malleable.
Yeah.
And then turns out his brain was mush with Love.
Freddie was confident. Freddie was just—he's just also an idiot.
Well, but like I think the point is,
with love, I guess
you got to with respect. But you get to the point where it's like, all right, man, if this is—if we're learning our lesson, then maybe the coach should have a bit of a spine, and that as much as we all want to work and get along, understand, you go down the other route, you're probably going to get the kind of guy who does have an ego, and that. Neither are. Neither is bad. No. If a coach is a pushover, it's bad.
Name me the coach that we're describing as any sort of young or even now at this point middle-aged hotshot offensive guru that doesn't seem like he has an ego.
Todd Monken.
Yeah, right.
He just wants a head coaching job.
Sure. Yeah exactly.
And that's Greg Roman.
And we all think a lot of Todd Monken, don't we?
Greg Roman and his Trent Baalke's, I guess, 25-year-old daughter will be tweeting crap at the Browns because she still hates Greg Roman.
And I don't blame her. You know what? I don't blame her. This is how this exists. And I think that he can present a lot of different ways. And I think that Stefanski, even away from football settings, might be something different than what he is in regards to football. But he cannot be as accomplished as he is and has been told for as long as he is how great he is when it comes to play calling and scheming and everything else. And just be like, oh, yeah, of course, other people can do this better than I can. Of course, I'm just going to be meek about it. Like, that's just not how people operate.
All right, this was unnecessary.
Okay,
tripping down the stairs on the United Youth of Then YouTube channel saying Kevin Stefanski thinking that he's on the level of Kyle Shanahan is a lot like Nick thinking that he looks like Jason Momoa. I'm not Polynesian, guys. I wouldn't think.
That's the only mix. That's the only miss here.
I'm more of a Ryan Reynolds kind of fella.
Is
right?
that it
yeah,
now?
That's people say, if I'd lost 200 pounds.
At least he didn't say Jelly Roll.
It's implied. It was implied. 216-474-0092. Is it better if Kevin Stefanski has an ego or if he's a massive pushover? Which would you prefer? I think we know which one Ken would prefer. When we come back, though, Myles Garrett, media availability. He was given an opportunity to shoot down the trade deadline shenanigans for the Browns with the Eagles potentially being willing to offer three first-rounders. You'll hear from Myles Garrett in about 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Hey guys, Nick Wilson here for my friends at Blue Chew. Blue Chew isn't just a tablet. It's a cheat code for your downstairs business. Blue Chew provides access to chewable tablets that can help you feel and perform at your best. Stronger, harder, longer lasting, like someone gave your downstairs a pep talk and a gym membership. Woo! Ian! You the man again! Yeah! Blue Chew is the original brand offering chewable tablets for better sex. And guys, this isn't about just performance. Give her group chat something to talk about. Chat, we got to talk about Ian. That's how that would go. I'm letting you know how that would go. Nothing makes you more of a legend than a little Blue Chew. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. As always, get your first month of Blue Chew free. Just use promo code NICKW at checkout and cover $5 for shipping. That's it. And again, Nick W, all one word, at shipping. All right, checkout and cover $5 for shipping. Words are hard. Head to BlueChew.com for details and safety info. That's not all. Big thanks to Blue Chew for sponsoring. Be ready when she is. BlueChew.com.
Did you have any conversation with Kevin or Andrew with the trade deadline approaching about, you know, what direction they were looking in going into the deadline?
What direction? And then my question stays the same. It's beginning of the year, end of the year. Are we still focused on winning? We're still trying to win. We're all still on line. So how we can figure that out. I'm all on board.
But you did have a conversation with them about that?
Yeah. I mean, it was that. And, they agreed. We still are in agreement on that. And, we got to go out there and get a win against the Jets at their place.
I know you have a no trade clause and all that kind of stuff, but did you know for sure that absolutely nothing was going to come about by the trade deadline?
I wasn't concerned with anything involving a trade with me or anybody else on this team. Now I was just focused on getting right, feeling better, getting my head in a better space after the week before, and I'm trying to find a way to continue bringing it every week.
There was a rumor that the Eagles were willing to give up three first round picks for Eagles, and I saw how he rose in talking, and he didn't really throw water on that. So, you know, if that was true, what does that say that a team would be willing to give up three first round picks? I mean, I got nothing to do with me. You know, what, how we in the Eagles choose to talk about and to talk to Andrew about, you know. That is a no concern today. Bring me into the room, and until then I'm focused on this team, but I haven't heard any of those talks. I don't beat into any of those talks, and you know, I have a team to help lead and help try to find a way to win every week, and you know, focus on the job.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Andrew didn't trade a bunch of guys from the locker room. He left the team as is and pretty much giving you guys an opportunity to turn this around together.
Yeah, I mean, he does that, then no, I think we all, you know, kind of look around and say, you know, we're kind of letting it go. We're falling into a rebuild instead of, you know, focus on this year and trying to find a way out of this hole that we dug ourselves. So, you know, he still believes that we can win. You know, he's shown that, you know, we're sticking with these guys in this locker room and continue to be invested. So, you know, we're happy to still be together, and, you know, we got to make the most out of it.
All right, again, that was Myles Garrett earlier today. And if you've listened to Myles for the last, since 2017 for his press conferences, he gave you a lot there. There was a lot there. We'll start with, and I actually thought Daryl had a great follow-up, which basically, you know, Miles' thesis on all of this is, you know, he started by saying, you know, are we still focused on winning? That's the conversations I've had with the Browns, because that's why I want to be here. And Daryl did a great job at the end there of asking, basically, did them not, you know, trading anybody but the Trajan Soyinka trade, would that have signaled to you if they had traded more guys that, you know, winning is not the priority? And Miles was very honest. Miles was like, yeah, we would have looked around and understood what was going on, and that was signaling a rebuild, which makes you wonder, did the Browns not trade anybody else at the deadline because they're still trying to keep Miles as satiated as possible?
It could be a part of it. Yeah, I think that's a fair question. I think it's interesting that they have these ongoing conversations, and we've known this for a while with Miles, but he checks in with them and he wants to make sure that everyone's on the same plan. And I don't think you're ever going to be able to keep Miles happy forever. So eventually you're just going to run into the same situation you've always run into with Miles.
Unless you win.
Yeah.
If you just win, but if you're just competitive.
Where on the timeline is winning going to come from?
If you were to get, it's easy. If you got Fernando Mendoza or Dante Moore and they immediately walk in and are a good starting quarterback, even if you go 7-10, I think Miles can look at that and go, well, we almost doubled our wins, whatever the win total is this year, and we got a young quarterback who we know we can win with.
Okay, I remember before for like this year is what kind of what I was talking about. So the conversation's not going to go away. But by the time we have another Miles wants to be traded to the Eagles conversation, you won't be able to answer that. Is the point?
Yeah. Well, and I think that's it. It feels like we just pivoted the questions about trading Miles right now. And again, very logical reasons why you wouldn't, including the cap hit and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like we did kick them. I don't want to say they passed the buck, but I think Andrew Berry probably knows there might be at least a, you know, somewhat of a significant chance he's not here, and don't want to be the guy that traded for Deshaun Watson and traded Myles Garrett. Well, this might be the new GM's problem. That would be one way of reading, like, yeah, sure, I could get the next GM, Wyatt Teller and David Njoku. I could get him picks for those guys. I could also get him picks for Myles Garrett, or I can see if I still have a job next year, and then we'll talk about that in March.
Yeah, and in the meanwhile, it does actually strive towards the idea that the best thing for not only keeping this job, but maybe a new potential job down the horizon, is you try to win as many games as you possibly can.
Yeah.
Like, there are some winnable games on the schedule, and if they end up going, I don't know, there's no number that's going to get them to be respectable, but if they end up with 6 or 7 wins at the end of the season with this roster the way that it's portrayed, maybe it looks better than what it initially looked as.
Do you think Miles is holding out hope that if they have to turn the page on Dylan in season, because I think there are Browns fans hoping maybe
that Shador just does it
2 games from now and Shador sparks and Shador's your Brock Purdy and you take off and you win some games people didn't expect. I wonder if he's hoping for that.
I mean, we're all kind of hoping for that, aren't we?
I mean, I'm just hoping for wins. I don't care who's the quarterback.
But no, I mean, just in general, I think we're all just hoping for wins, right? And so if that's the way that I don't think we're getting many with Dylan Gabriel on the horizon. So if that means Shador, if that means somebody they pull from the clouds, I now was thinking about Deshaun Watson. Would you be happy if Deshaun Watson gives you wins? Because you said it didn't matter what the quarterback is. I think it does matter.
If Deshaun went 3-4 in 7, I think I'd still be pissed.
I think you would be, and that's why I want to make sure we understood
that. Any other quarterback on the planet can win games here. Brett Ratliff can come out of retirement, right? Eric Mangini's favorite developmental quarterback prospect. We could unretire Grandpa Whedon. He could win one game. I'd be like, we won one for the Gipper.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Deshaun, yeah, I'll be pissed. 216-474-0092. So to me, what's most interesting about this is he had 2 chances to strike down any desire to not be here.
Yeah.
He was asked, did you know 100% you were going to be here? And he said, I wasn't concerned about it. I wasn't thinking about it at all, which is not the only player. We heard Wyatt Teller say pretty much the same thing on the preview show earlier this week. I'm inclined to believe them because until somebody brings you something, in Miles's case with the no movement clause, until somebody comes to you and says, here's the trade, would you like to go there? What can you do? It's control the controllables. But he was then directly asked, and I think this one was another Mary Kay Cabot question. She had 2 great questions in there as well. But basically asking about the Eagles report, and he was like, yeah, it doesn't have anything to do with me until they bring me into the room.
Yeah.
Which, again, he could have just said, yeah, I heard that report. I wasn't going to Philly. Like, I'm not, and by the way, I'm not saying he should have. I'm just saying, because whatever he says is whatever he says. I'm not going to bash Miles for a non-denial, but he had at least two or three chances in there to go, you know, I don't want to go anywhere. I'm content because we're trying to win, and that's where my focus is. And instead, it was, you know, I wasn't concerned. I wasn't on my mind. Yeah, I didn't really pay attention to it.
Doesn't seem like the right play if you're Miles. If I was in Miles' situation, I feel like I would do something very similar.
Yeah, no, because you don't want to commit to something. That's fair.
I don't want to commit to something.
But I think it's more you and I hear it that way. I think it's important that Browns fans hear the non-denials because mm-hmm. it doesn't mean Miles is trying to go anywhere. But it also means like he's told you what the expectations are.
Well, he didn't do
if
the
this
Njoku.
Turns into elongated rebuild. I think he's going to go back to that whole trade request thing.
Again, he didn't do the Njoku. He didn't do the, I'm not going anywhere, and please, I'm very happy to be
Same
here.
Same with
and
Wyatt
don't
Teller.
Even,
I want to finish my career
he
here.
He didn't do that, and but I've never expected that from Miles, and that's because I wouldn't believe it if Miles had said that anyway.
Yeah.
Like I'm convinced we're going to be doing the same song and dance come February that we did last February. I think it's going to be, it feels almost inevitable that we're going to be doing Miles Garrett trade conversations once again. I hope, beyond hope, that there's something that happens the rest of the season that changes that perception or gets him into a spot where he's just cool being here. But we've just seen this for too long for me to think that's going to be the case.
Yeah, I think there are two things at stake here. One, if you win down the stretch, and by win down the stretch, we're talking it's 9 games. If you go 4-5, that is winning down the stretch compared to what you did the first 8 games. That only lands you with 6 games or 6 wins, but you're playing 500 ball in the second half. I think Miles can take that, especially if it's Shador Dillon is the guy to pull the sword from the stone as we're going in the right direction. And now we have 2 picks to kind of supplement the rest of the roster, right? So now if that doesn't happen, the other thing that I think could massively change this is, and this is the downside for people who want Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski out, I would be very surprised if a new GM didn't walk in, look at this roster, look at the future, look at the lack of quarterback, look at the lack of weapons on offense and go, yeah, we're rebuilding, and Miles is going to hear that R word and be like, cool, you can trade me now.
Yeah. I mean, it's on the table.
Like, I think that's the most likely thing. I don't think a GM's going to come in unless it's part of the thing. Unless Jimmy goes to the new GM and says, or head coach and saying, I'm not hiring you unless you keep Miles Garrett happy, which would be a wild play. I don't think any non-quarterback should get that kind of sway in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the third option that might...
Well, most GMs that will come in here will have a lot of respect for Miles, obviously, but they're not going to have the same attachment that a lot of the fans will.
And not, look not at the it. Fear that Andrew Berry does of his legacy being trading for Deshaun and trading
Miles. And there's going to be the simple answer will be the timelines don't add up. They'll go to what Alpert told us what would happen this last trade deadline, essentially, and the timelines don't add up. You're going to be 32, 33 years old by the time we want to be competitive. We got to get as much as we possibly can for you. Now, that is a hell of a way to start off being a new GM. Like, you have to be... You have to be a solidified, awesome, previously GM in order to come in and do that, though.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think you can just be like a first-year GM. And like, if you're James Gladstone, 34-year-old in Jacksonville, imagine him showing
Jimmy
up. Jam. Yeah, imagine him showing up, 34 years old, youngest GM in the NFL at that point, showing up and trading Miles Garrett right away. I think you'd have questions, Nick.
No, I think it would just take a set of brass ones. I think that's all. Because here's the thing, you and I know... You and I talk a lot about how the NFL thinks, and that is, from year to year, there are things that change. This is more important. This is more important. Maybe it's more football now. Maybe analytics is taking the lead. The analytical bend is taking more of a lead. Whatever. Like traditional football guys versus analytics. The tried and true thing is, I think most guys coming to a new job will say, hey, if I get the quarterback right, we're going to win, so what? That's all that matters. I think there is that. I think the philosophy in the NFL is anyone not named Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Lamar, maybe Justin Herbert, maybe Drake May right now. There's like 7 truly untradeable players in the NFL, and everybody else, it's just, did you stick the landing on winning?
Yeah, but you're crazy until you're not, and I think if it's an unproven GM that comes in and does that, I think it'll be looked at in a very different way than if it's a proven GM that gets this job, makes that move. If it's a proven GM, I think the response would be, oh, somebody finally sacked up. Somebody finally is able to do something that Andrew Berry wasn't able to do. The perception is different.
216-474-0092. Miles Garrett, you heard him talk about the trade deadline. There were quite a few non-denials. What do you take away from what you heard with Miles And Donovan Mitchell comes to the defense of Jared Allen in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Connor Rogers talking top five quarterbacks. Please, Lord, let the Browns get a quarterback this offseason. Number two pick, number one pick, number three pick. Just let's get a real quarterback and let's start winning some damn games here. Now, it should be noted in the break, I neglected to get lunch, so I had to get something delivered. Not only did I drop a fry right in my, because I have a flannel, and I've got one button down today for the chat.
Yeah.
But dropped a fry right there mid-conversation with Mackenzie, which was in no way embarrassing.
Did anybody notice?
Yes. And me, Mac, and her noticed. Okay. You were the only one that didn't.
Yeah.
And then thankfully, nobody noticed this. While she was doing her update, I was eating a piece of pizza and a piece of sausage dropped off and not just went down the chute. It was supporting something over here.
Yeah.
So
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Oh, so we got a little grease on him. We got a little grease in the chest here. It's a good day, is what I'm saying. It's a very sultry day.
I was, this is a good day. You're spilling things all over yourself.
That's like every day.
Okay.
Now, nice try, Fatty. Now, I do want to get to the Donovan defense of Jared in just a second. I thought this was an interesting question, though. A mediocre sports fan. That's not what I named him. That's what he is self-identifying on Twitter, saying, does Miles turn down a trade to the Bucks? This has long been, it was the same fear that I had with Wyatt Teller and with Njoku, because right now, the Bucks need an offensive line, and they need another couple pass catchers.
He's got to.
There was a huge, huge fear that I had of, like, man, it really sucked to see one of those dudes go down there and, like, win a playoff game with Baker. I'd be happy for
No. The problem here is that Miles was too against Baker while Baker was here, and the infighting was too real for that to ever be the case.
Oh, I think he would. I think he would do it.
No, I if I was Andrew Berry or if I was Jimmy Haslam, and that connection ended up happening,
candidly,
I wouldn't be able to continue existing. I would be so distraught at the idea that Miles was so and it seemed like Miles and Baker were so against each other and quabbled in such a way that they could then be like grouped up together. No. That's because the no trade clause.
What if they offer you three firsts?
Doesn't matter. The no trade clause by Miles.
Three firsts by Tampa?
Doesn't matter because the no trade clause by Miles lets Miles choose where he goes.
Uh-huh.
So the three firsts, you can offer seven firsts. It doesn't matter. Miles gets the final say. And so it's very important we remember this when we discuss about this in the future.
You
okay?
think Miles wouldn't go with a franchise quarterback?
Miles does not care about the amount of first round picks attached to anything.
Correct.
Miles already told everyone Baker's not a franchise quarterback.
Yeah, so that's what would make this.
But that's what would make this so. I'd be so mad about the whole ordeal is if Miles had a change of heart on Baker. The hell, you don't get a change of heart on Baker. You made clear you're... Now you're making me mad.
I'm not doing it on purpose. I'm just saying...
Why are you making me mad? This,
Jason Licht is one of the three GMs that I think has the cojones to offer
because of what
three firsts.
The offer doesn't matter. The offer doesn't matter to Miles.
No. The offer matters to the Browns.
The team matters to Miles.
You have to pay the price to... you have to pay the price to the Browns, and then Miles has to want to go
there. But Miles doesn't have to care about that. Miles only has to care about where the place is.
And he should want to go to Tampa. The NFC South is a place he could feast with all the slap-ass quarterbacks there.
There's too many hurtful things between the two of them for that to ever be true.
Money and an apology text go nowhere.
He's gonna have better options. You got the Eagles. Every time we brought this up, it's been the Eagles, it's been the Lions, it's been the Bills, it's been all these really, really good teams.
You mean like a team that's made the playoffs in consecutive years?
Yes, they've made the playoffs in consecutive years.
They won a playoff game. Was that 2 years ago?
A playoff game, yes. You're acting like they're in the Super Bowl every year or the NFC title game.
You're acting like they're the Cleveland Browns.
No, I'm saying
Tampa Bay
I'm saying
if you're Miles, it would be a place I think a lot of guys would want to go.
If you're Miles, no. The problem here is if you're Miles,
you just don't want him to go.
No.
You can't. I think
he
you would crash
many
out.
Things. I might crash out. I'm crashing out now. He said too many things about him and Baker, and they've gone through. We personally went too many back and forths between the two of them for me to ever envision a scenario where he'd say, that's the team for me. Now,
he literally said, I don't want to come back to Cleveland. I want to go win championships. And 6 weeks later was like, I'll take $40 million.
He's going to have better options than Baker, though.
He's going to have better options than the Cleveland Browns, and he still would have gotten $40 million.
No, I agree with that, too. But Baker wasn't part of the equation in this. The Baker part of it is the part I can't let go.
If we went through too many Baker
versus Miles, they're arguing in the locker room.
They're feuding
in the locker room.
Like,
there's all sorts of post-game arguments and all this stuff.
This is what drives me crazy.
I don't think they can let this go.
By the way, those arguments happen in winning organizations. Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown will never dine together again. They're probably going to win the Super Bowl this year or at least be in it.
Maybe I just lived it too much and we all lived it too much. And it was omnipresent too much for me to ever go down that road.
Because it would be miserable to watch Miles and
Baker. They hated each other, man. They hated each other.
Yes,
like,
and time. If Baker can move on and grow up, I'm imagining Baker and Miles at the idea of just not being in Cleveland, meaning being in Tampa in a very winnable division. I mean, if you gave them Miles and Baker, I don't see a reason why any of the other teams in that division would win the division in the next five years.
Because of the no-trade clause, I think he's going to have better quarterback options, and he's going to choose a better quarterback option. If you told me this offseason, Baker Mayfield is the best quarterback option that he gets, I'd be surprised.
I know, I don't think it's the best. But I would equally be surprised if Miles, who's so conscientious of optics, again, stuck the landing on why he wanted to be traded perfectly, so much that at least half of Cleveland agreed with him and wanted to do right by Miles. Think about that. Wanted to trade an obvious Hall of Famer because we felt bad and how bad this organization has screwed him over. I think he understands you can't just be like, I'm only going to Philadelphia. Now, maybe the Bucks aren't on the team. I would imagine that he has a list of 5, 6, or 7 teams that he would okay a trade to.
I'd be shocked if the Bucks were one of them.
I wouldn't be shocked.
I would.
I'm not saying it definitively
too
would
much
be.
Animosity there.
No, it's four years in the rear view.
He won that war. Part of the reason why I think there was such
Did he win the war?
Well, that Baker's not on the team. Yes, that was the war. The war was one of them had to go, essentially. And Baker being the one that had to go, that was Miles winning that war. I always envisioned that.
So I understand that I think that might have been the case. And I understand why you're saying what you're saying.
Think of the person you disliked the most 5 years ago in your life. And then think about if there's any other way or any other chance to work with that person or that person comes up again.
Is $40 million there?
You're probably $40 million is everywhere. That's everywhere with Miles.
45 million.
That's everywhere with Miles.
Well, no, but the point is the money helps. The money makes
but
me
the money
more,
exists also what, in the not, same breath my, with all
my,
the other
my
quarterbacks.
My point is the money makes everything more palatable. If I'm making money that I made 5 years ago and working with someone
I would hate. But you get to choose to just work with somebody that you didn't hate and didn't have a relationship with. And you're going to always choose that.
I think 4 years is a long time. And I understand. By the way, I think you're right that they felt they had to make a choice between Baker and Miles. And inevitably, that's why they fail. Because they don't understand. You can just do the hard work. You can put two guys in a room. You can find common ground with real leadership. But I think this idea, honestly, the last place I want to see him in Tampa, or is Tampa. But I think Miles could feast in that division, get every stat he wanted. And I think Miles plus Baker has a real chance to win a championship in Tampa Bay.
Over his dead body.
Whose?
Miles. I don't think over his dead body.
I think.
And by the way, I think Baker would have a strong say in this, too. I think Baker would also tell Jason White, that's not what I'm signing up for either.
Hey, Jason, I don't want to trade for the best defensive player in the NFL.
It got deep with them, man. It got very personal with them.
Guys come back all the time. I'm not saying you're wrong. Guys come back from this kind of stuff all the time, though. And to me, it's just like, and I don't know if Todd Bowles is the right guy or if Jason Light is the right guy, but like leadership helps. The difference between Baker getting traded and Baker not getting traded in 2022, I think, is whether you have a true leader of men in that room or not. Because all that crap could have been absolutely mitigated by leadership bringing those guys together. And I think the fact that 4 years have gone on, the situation's different.
Well, that's part of the problem with that old crew.
Baker's proven himself in a way.
That old crew, they kind of let everyone just kind of like choose their own sides, and then they just let everything just kind of go as if it was like a free-for-all. And everyone just got to... It was really poorly run, and looking back on it, it's poorly run now, but it was poorly run then, too. Like, they would let all these bickerings and these feuds, and they wouldn't do what you're saying. They wouldn't sit them down and be like, you're going to be better than this, you need to work this out.
Also,
they didn't do those things.
They just didn't. Jadeveon Clowney decided he only wanted to play on third downs against the Ravens, and then didn't cut his ass immediately.
Also, going in post-game temper tantrums, essentially, is what it turned out to be, and just kind of letting that allow. They just let everyone do everything there.
Clowney is the Kirk Cousins of edge rushers.
It was the wild, wild west. He got almost 10 sacks the 1 year with us.
Yeah, almost.
It was almost 9. It was 9. I think it was 9.
0092. Good for you, Jadeveon. Thanks for ruining the culture, buddy. Miles Garrett to Tampa. Is that the worst case scenario if the Browns were to try to move on, or rather Miles was to try to move on from the Browns this offseason? And when we come back, the latest on Shador Sanders on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.